Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And folks, excited to be with you. And don't forget, you can follow us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and we do have a video up for you running live today. We got that embedded over the weekend, so you can check us out at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, also at TECNTV.com, where you can follow all the great TECNTV broadcasters, and of course, here on Truth Network and USA Radio Network and all of our terrestrial stations. Check out the website. Find out where you can listen. All right. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He's got a show out on KABC out in Los Angeles doing a show called Unapologetic. It would have to be. It would have to be called Unapologetic, right? Because if you're going to tell the truth out there, you really have to apologize unless you're unapologetic. Judd Dunning, welcome. Good to have you, bud.
Good to be here, Greg. Always a pleasure, Pastor. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely.
I must have made the cut.
So, talk to me, man. Larry Elder didn't make it. The recall didn't make it. Tell me your thoughts on that. Let's kick it off with that.
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, we're concerned about election integrity nationwide, and I think it's being addressed on the state level. And here in the state, you know, we don't think California went red, but we definitely think the way that it was logged and registered and handled was poorly. I mean, when you went in to vote for Larry, you had to scroll through a video screen down like five times to find him. Like, they definitively buried his statement and his threat here. And if you look at the demographics in California, there's a bigger growing undeclared population, but there's still a massive amount of people who buy the live progressive care out here, the feel good politics by emotions, and they rolled on. Unfortunately, Newsom is emboldened, man. I mean, we outlawed the very dangerous gas lawnmowers yesterday. Gosh darn it, and we're protected from that. Now we've got gender neutral toys were passed the day before. So, you know, I mean, thank God for, you know, King Newsom. He's protecting us from those horrible decisions we might make ourselves out of free will.
I was just going to look and see if we got any lawnmower memes that are up, you know, dangerous lawnmowers.
Unfortunately, with rolling blackouts, Greg, we also means we can't have gas generators.
Oh,
so,
well.
Once again, the loony left is not thinking that loops on.
Wow. So rolling blackouts in the moderate 70-degree weather.
That's right. At least we're not going to freeze. We're not going to freeze to death, but we might burn to death under bad, you know, forest management, which is another problem in our state. We have so many challenges in this state that could be rationally addressed, but we're not operating on rationality. And unfortunately, it's an amazing state. The people are amazing. The Lord's presence is out here very strong, man. You saw a lot of that during the pandemic. You know, we're good people. We live on the coast. We're general good disposition, but there's a lot. We really have gone after law and order. There's a real degradation of the stability of California. Crime has gotten really high. Homelessness has gotten high. Taxes are headed in. Taxes are headed from 12 to 16% this year. So we're paying. It's like paying a bad employee. You know, they're not, they work for us and they're not doing a great job. And so you have to sign off and just march forward. So that's what, as you open, you know, being unapologetic, if I may pivot to that, Greg, you know, I was thinking about the article that I wrote, what being apologetic really means. I believe the reason you called me, and I pulled up from Christianity.com, what is the meaning of rebuke? How do we define rebuke? We commonly think of rebuke as an adverse confrontation, but Proverbs 27:5-6 says, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. And we're really at a point where if you want to live in California, you have to choose free speech or a police state. You have to be honest and direct without apology, but that doesn't mean you're being treasonous, seditionist, problematic, or aggressive.
Well, no, and in fact, you know, the Bible is incredibly clear about, you know, what it says. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. But it's talking about the significant importance of addressing issues that must be addressed. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We have to. And, you know, here's the other part to this that I think has to be turned on its head. We're going to, we're going to get into a conversation about the issue that's kind of like the white elephant in the room, which is sin, right? I mean, that's the thing. You know, if you go to church these days, they don't want to, a lot of times they don't want to bring up the word sin. But sin is a cancer, Jed. Sin is a cancer. It kills. It, you know, Jesus Christ came to overcome sin and death. If Christ was going to die on a cross for sin and death, sin must be a pretty big deal, and it must be a pretty bad thing for the Son of God to die because of it, and to call us to die to it, so that we're no longer controlled by it. And that's the good news.
It absolutely is the good news. I think that there's a rationalization happening through the moral relativism of cultural Marxism as it relates to Christianity today, though, in our society. So a lot of people might err on, hey, sin is to simply miss the mark, not a question of eternal life and death or temporal life or death, right? I mean, ultimately, as soon as you cross the line, whether that's stealing or killing or lying or gossiping or murder or rage, whatever you go, the more that we make that not an issue of life or death of the spirit, which our society is pretty guilty of right now, and in that sliding, then the more that people can slip away. And what's interesting is I think sin has a general, it has a growth quality to it. Like once somebody's watered down, I'm in recovery many, many, many years since the 80s, you know, praise God. I had a spiritual experience. I don't know if I told you this on the air, but I had a little problem. I thought I had a sinus problem, but I actually had a cocaine problem back in the 80s. That's how disconnected I was at that time in college. And I went to my pastor and I went to pray for my sinuses, Greg, and the room literally burst, you know, I was sitting there, and the ring burst into this multicolored room. I had a spiritual experience that they talk about in the 12 steps, and there was all this, and my body was soaked in sweat, and my heart was racing, and I could see, me and this pastor were praying, and I went into a gray out for a couple months. And next thing you know, I was on a bus to a rehab because, you know, I had gotten in some trouble at the university. This was so long ago. But I literally was grabbed up in grace and broken out of that pattern. And then suddenly I came to in this solution, and somebody said, hey, you're not broken, you're not flawed, you're forgiven, and you just have this dis-ease, like cancer or AIDS or anything. It was alcoholism, and I was able to overcome that through divine intercession. But I remember making a list every night for like 6 years of how I was going to be a better person, how I was going to use that myself to make myself a better person. And this is the personal issue that we have with the Constitution and with a free life in America. We get to choose excellence with risk of sin or failure or all these things that come up that actually make us stronger people as we journey. And government is continuing to want to take it away and take it away and take away the personal experience of our intercession, not only with our country, with God, with all of these rules. And I think you're right. It ultimately sources from sin. For example, like this week, gender-neutral toys aisle, and we need that. Parents need that intercession came up. We've got, forced vaccination. We've got forced masking. We've got Google and Facebook saying we can't talk about the climate, except on a public narrative. Doctors can't give us treatment that is alternative because they'll be doxxed or fined or I asked my doctor, can I try different narratives, for COVID? So our society is slowly closing in, and we're losing that freedom. And right. Then that freedom is me and God, right? You and God. Everything else, I think, is an interruption.
Well, and understanding, too, that our founders founded a nation predicated on liberty, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which... If you really study into it, was the understanding of the possessions. And what does Scripture say? God has given us everything for life and godliness, and part of that is possessions. God is the one who gave the land to Abraham. God is the one who had them divide out parcels of land for every family, and every family then was given the opportunity to manage those properties and to eat off of the land and to work the land. This is all a part of God's plan. But freedom is the heartbeat of America, and the restraints are supposed to be on the government, not the other way around. And that's what we're seeing now. That's been flipped on its head, and the restraints now are supposedly. They're put on us. We're restricted. The roads that we drive on, you better have a license, and you better follow this rule, and you better do this, and you better do that, and you better have your car checked and smogged and all of these things. Well, okay, so rules, I've owned a number of businesses, and I know that you're a business employer yourself. You have an employee handbook. Not for the good employees. You don't need an employee handbook for people that are there to do the job, to do what you ask them to do, and understand the vision and the mission. The employee handbook is there in case you hire somebody that turns out to be rogue, that turns out to not want to follow the rules, not want to be pitching in, not want to be part of the team. So rules, man's rules, get instituted and brought in and replace liberty because there's a loss of internal conscience and internal compass. That's the problem. And that, and the root of that is sin. Okay, the root of that is sin. And yes, you said it. It comes down to the space between us and God. And if we keep our vertical the way that it's supposed to be, then we're going to do the right things horizontally. And unfortunately, that's been tossed out in America, and government wants to be God. All right. Judd Dunning is my guest. Back with more of this good stuff right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Judd Dunning, Unapologetic. Give him the website real quick, and then I'm going to let you kind of ask the question, and I will share what it was we were kind of talking about in the green room there. But where can folks find you, Judd?
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. Judd, we simplified it, JuddDunning.com, which will take you to our website, JuddDunning.com. You can see our book there, 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. We're also coming out on audio. We're taping that this weekend. And then you can also get to us through KABC.com and then Judd Dunning on Twitter. And you'll get into the Judd Dunning universe, which feels narcissistic to say, but it's necessary for media.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. No question about it. No question about it. All right, go ahead. Fire away, my friend.
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about what we were talking about at the break. And I said, I asked Greg, to all your wonderful viewers, I said, hey, Greg, I said, this is too important. I was talking about, you know, working from the backwards through presence, like where how am I being right now, my intentionality in life, what are my thoughts, controlling my actions, and then right effort, controlling my actions, my thoughts, and my connection to God, and saying that I knew that I, although I was born into sin, and Greg interrupted, and he made a great point, which is about making a stand against death, and I wanted to, I thought you should share that on the air, and we'll
absolutely
talk about that, Greg, because that's
absolutely
a big point.
So, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Christians get trapped in this idea of I'm a sinner saved by grace, and so, for some people, it becomes kind of, it's the excuse for getting, you know, for stumbling, for fudging, for that. But for other people, it's getting caught in that quagmire that Paul talks about, which is that which I wish to do, I don't do. That which I wish not to do, I do. But if you read the next verse, he says, but for Jesus Christ. Well, that's an interesting thing, because that's at the end of verse chapter 7 in verse 8, or chapter 8, verse 1, is there is therefore now no condemnation for those who walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. And I've been working on this idea. God's been running me through this idea for 40 years, truly, to get a hold of this, to communicate it in a way that I think is going to help set some people free. And that is to recognize some finalities. When Jesus hung on the cross, Judd, he said, it is finished. Well, what was he talking about? What was he saying is finished? I believe
he's talking about the control of sin over man on the ultimate sense, right? Would that be the simplification?
Absolutely. So therefore, if it's finished and sin no longer has control over you, read what Paul talks about. He says, old things have passed away in Corinthians. All things have become new. Those are finalities. Those are finalities. Old things have passed away. In fact, Paul tells it very clearly in Galatians, wherein he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is a powerful revelation, folks, to get a hold of. If you've struggled, whether it's with an addiction of any kind, no matter what your situation is or what your battles are or what you fight, understand that it is no longer you. All of that stuff that's been attached to you for all these years was crucified with Christ. That's all sin, and it all died. The old man is truly dead. And when you grasp that and get that, that he really did die, now you understand that you are walking in newness of life. There's a whole lot more to this that I can take you through, and I will. I'll get it up on my site because it's so important, man. This will radically change your Christian walk and give you free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.